بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The question is, out of love to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, is it permissible for the person to make Hajj on behalf of them? Is it permissible to make Hajj on behalf of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or one of the companions? With respect to the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, there is no harm to make Hajj on their behalf, just as making Hajj on behalf of a Muslim. However, with this, it's still to say that the dua invoking Allah for the dead is better than the righteous deeds. Invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the dead is better, much better than the righteous deeds. Even for the father and the mother, if you invoke Allah for them, it is better than making Hajj on their behalf. It is better than making Hajj on their behalf. As long as it is not a fard, the obligatory one. Also, with respect to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is evident in his hadith when he spoke about the actions of man after his death, when he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. When a man dies, his deeds become disconnected except for three. A continuous sadaqah, charity, or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, a beneficial knowledge that he had left, or waladun salihun yad'u lah, or a righteous son invoking Allah for him. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you can tell, did not say yahujju anhu. He did not say to make hajj on his behalf, nor did he say to make sadaqah on his behalf, or fast on his behalf, or make zakah, or hajj. But he said, waladun salihun, righteous son, yad'u lahu, invokes Allah for him. And do you think, or you believer, that is there anyone who makes nasiha for the living, advice and admonition, and the dead, better than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? No, by Allah. But we also say and we believe that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the best of creation in his advice to the living and the dead. Yet, he still said in his hadith, أَوَّلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, or a righteous son invoking Allah for him, meaning for the deceased. This is with respect to the first part concerning the Sahaba. As with respect to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, offering the acts of that constitute means of nearness to Allah, offering them to him is from foolishness in terms of intellect, and also with respect to the deen, it is from the bid'ah, innovations. As to it being a bid'ah in the deen, because the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, those who accompanied the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and witnessed him and loved him more than us didn't do this, then afterwards we come in this last time or final times of this life and offer to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by making hajj on his behalf or charity on his behalf, this is wrong from the legal side, And also from the intellectual side, it is foolishness. That is because every righteous deed that the person does, then the Prophet ﷺ has the same meaning, a reward. Because the one who directed and guided people to this good receives the same meaning and reward. And if you offer the reward of the righteous deed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this means that you deprived yourself only, because the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam benefits from your actions. He has the same reward, whether you give him or you don't. And this bid'ah appears to be an innovation that did not occur except in the 4th century after Hijrah. And that's why the ulama rejected it. And they said that there is no direction to it. And if you are truthful, or no basis to that, if you are truthful regarding your love to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you should follow him and follow his sunnah alayhi salatu wasalam. B, while you're performing your wudu, as if you feel that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making wudu in front of you. And similarly in salah, so that you achieve the following. And in this, it is not meant in front of you that he is with you in your home. No, that's not what is meant. But the meaning is, it is because of your strong following and firm following of him, as if you see him in front of you making wudu. And therefore here there is an important point to mention. We perform wudu for the salah, alhamdulillah. And when we make wudu, and most people don't feel, except that they are doing this to fulfill a condition from the conditions of salah. Isn't it? However, one should observe the following. We should feel that we are in compliance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 6, verse 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. O who you believe, when you intend to offer a salah, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, and rub your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles. If you are in the state of janaba, sexual defilement, purify yourself, bathe your whole body. Secondly, that we should feel the following, that we are following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the sense that we made the wudu like his. And thirdly, we should anticipate the reward. Three things. We should anticipate the reward, because this wudu expiates, Allah expiates by it every sin that occurred on these parts of wudu. The face, if it is washed, then the last drop of it expiates what occurred from sin by this face. And similarly with the rest of the parts. So these are three matters. Most often we don't feel them. Rather, we do in order to comply and fulfill the condition, that this is a condition from the conditions of Salah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us on this, so that the worship is an obedience to Allah and a following to His Messenger and anticipating the reward. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.